Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kieran Mazzara, CEO of Cadence Minerals. KDNC is ticker there. Kieran, good to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you, Justin. Pleasure as always.
Yeah, and you've announced a notice of initial substantial shareholder in Evergreen Lithium Limited. We'll talk about that, the background, and how you became a significant holder there and what's happening going forward there, their IPO, and also a touch on Amapa, because I know always people want to know what's happening at Amapa. Before we do, just give us a brief summary as to the many parts of Cadence, if you could, Kieran.
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. So Cadence is an investment company listed on AIM. We have exposure to predominantly lithium and iron ore, which are those two assets, two commodities we really believe are important in the electrification and the resurgence of green energy. And we've got stakes in both private type equity investments like Amapa and then in public companies like Evergreen, which, as I said, and Evergreen and things like European Metal Holdings as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you announced today that you've got a significant shareholder in Evergreen, which listed on the ASX on the 11th. So, first of all, take us through the background of how you became a significant shareholder here, Kieran.
Yeah. So, about 2 or 3 years ago, Cadence was looked at its strategy and determined that, you know, it was going to go down a route of basically becoming more involved in sort of the private, helping deliver value in private companies, and got involved in two companies, one of which was Amapa at the time, and this was in a different form, but it was effectively some lithium assets, hard rock lithium assets in Argentina, which eventually became hard rock lithium assets in other assets in Australia. And that in basically last July, we agreed to vend our stake, which was about 30% stake in that asset, and all the other shareholders, into a new entity called Evergreen Lithium. And that was to list. And so they raised capital at that point in time. We basically supported them through the ASX listed. With that capital, they did some drilling. They started advancing the several projects, and they obviously just listed on April the 11th. And so by vending in our share in the private company into this new entity, that's how we ended up with 8.7% of Evergreen Lithium, and we're the largest shareholder in Evergreen Lithium.
Yeah, good place to be. And you say the IPO went well, did it?
Yeah, it did really well. I think I was talking to some of the management just earlier on today, and that they were saying that it's been the most successful IPO in Australia on the ASX this year. So it's performed really well today. I think it was up 40% today. Oh. So, you know, that's made a substantial difference. When you think about when we, you know, our consideration for that You know, if you roll it back, our consolidation was about £800,000 to take us at that 10%, and it's now worth about £4.1 million. And so the IPO has done really well. What I really like about this asset is, yes, it's right next to the BioLithium, the Core Lithium project, which is they've got the which has got. So, you know, and Core Lithium's worth about $2 billion and started exporting hard rock material. Mm-hmm. When we were involved, we did some soil sampling. The geochemical anomalies were really good, indicating lithium mineralization. So this, they've identified five targets to start exploring. And I think they'll first start doing some promote sensing work, which Core Lithium have done. And, you know, following the trends of the pegmatites that are on Core Lithium going northeast into Evergreen Lithium's area. So that's one, you know, that's not only we've got that project, but there's a second project, the Kenny Lithium project, which, you know, they raised some money pre-IPO and they've applied that money to effectively carry out an auger drilling program. And they've got around 1,700 holes. Mm. So once those results, which we anticipate that they'll be forthcoming fairly soon, and then we'll see what those results. So they've both got two projects that they can exploit and develop in terms of lithium, hard rock lithium projects. So I'm really excited about that. And moreover, there's some, if they're able to identify a substantially large resource and take it to DFS, we also get further shares in Evergreen Lithium, equivalent to about $3.4 million worth of Australian dollars worth of shares if they are able to develop that within the timeline. So it's been a successful IPO. They've got some great assets and we really look forward to them developing that. And we'll keep the market informed as hopefully they progress and move this project towards not just an early stage exploration project, but hopefully a resource, definitive feasibility study, and eventually all being well production.
Yeah, and they got a decent amount of cash as well, haven't they?
Yeah. They and that was really good. So they raised $7 million. I understand that they were oversubscribed when they raised that $7 million, but they also had money from the pre-IPO, which they used to do the IPO, and applied it to exploration and development of assets, which we'd like to see.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, it's good to have exposure there. It's good to see an IPO doing well in this market, you know?
It's been a pretty, even in Australia, I mean, there's only been sort of sectors of the market that have done well. Gold has done okay, but most of the other market's pretty horrible, and only certain lithium stocks, because lithium has had a sort of unfair sort of view on what they think there's going to be an oversupply, but most anyone that knows anything about the production of lithium or lithium compounds is there is certainly not going to be an oversupply. And as we said 2 years ago, the biggest problem with the electric vehicle penetration is not because of people wanting to buy the things. It's just that there just won't be enough raw materials, in particular lithium, to provide the enough supply to meet that demand. But, you know, it is a metal of the future and the present, and I think it's really important in the sort of the new the electrification of vehicles and other storage and other things like battery storage, etc.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to a map. You obviously announced the completion of the PFS in January. What's going on there now?
So we completed the PFS and really solid and positive economics around that. Obviously, people need to understand before you make a full investment decision to build it, you need to do a definitive feasibility study, which if it's funded is a bankable feasibility study. Our view, and we've stated beforehand, is that what we're looking to do is seek and develop a joint venture partner at that asset at a private level. And that will be to fund the DFS and hopefully, you know, fund the debt portion and any equity portion of any capital development to build the project. So that's going on at a corporate level. At the moment, we have a data room open and people looking at it. And what we are doing right now is, in essence, progressing some of the other aspects which are still critical for the development of the asset. And that's primary licensing, ensuring that the environmental licenses are going to come into place at the completion of the DFS, because you can't complete a DFS without the licensing in place, without the permits to install and mine. So that's what we're doing at the moment. And, you know, ensuring that the dam licensing up to date and engagement with communities, et cetera, so all of the vitally important, some people say it's the soft side, but it's actually really critical to the development of any asset, is basically the environmental, like the environmental studies, the licensing, the community engagement. All of these things are really important to ensure that you have the social license to operate that mine. So that's going on in the background. While not be RNSable, it's still very important to the development of a project of this size, which is not only a mine, it's a mine, a railway, and a port. So impacts communities along the way, impacts environment along the way. So you ensure that you have a buy-in and a social license to operate in that environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. So, you know, apart from the market, which we can't do a lot about, I mean, you operationally, you're quite happy with the way things are going?
Yeah, I am. I'm really pleased with the Evergreen results. Hastings, and even though it's operationally doing really well, you know, they are coming to develop and construction. Unfortunately, their market cap has come off. And the AMAPA is as expected. We're moving through the cogs. And so operationally, we are happy with what's going on. Yes, the market uncertainty has depressed our price, but fundamentally, the projects are as we expected them to go. Evergreen, you know, operationally is going as we expected. The listing was a bit delayed, but that's just to do with the ASX and their requirements and compliance. And, you know, Evergreen's performed well on the market. So overall, I'm happy with operational performance and Evergreen's equity performance. I'm not happy with, you know, our performance in terms of share price, and we are constantly monitoring and looking at ways to improve and, you know, increase that value.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that is sentiment driven, though, isn't it? The market generally risk averse. All we see these days is bearish financial headlines, you know. But
yes, Bank of England, you know, going on a bearish on the interest rates again. You know, they think they're going to keep on. That seems quite bearish.
Yeah. But do you know what? It takes a long time to bottom out a bear market. I think we've. You know, the big fall, I think, touch wood, has sort of happened, I think. And we're sort of, you know, bouncing on the bottom here for a while. And, of course, you know, the best gains ever are when all the bearish news is out there, because, you know, that starts to get less bearish. And then by the time you get good news, the market has rallied. So, you know, so valuations-wise, there's some good deals to be had, isn't there, in the market? If you're prepared for patience and you wait and you can stomach a bit of volatility, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, and this is the time where if you can identify those assets and they are undervalued, then it's the time to take those chances. And even in sort of the lithium market, yes, it has been quite bubbly and you know, very high valuations at one point. It's come off, but it's, again, already starting to recover. If you know, we are always looking at assets and always reviewing them and seeing their potential and obviously be cognizant of our cash position, etc. And there are some now there starts to be some more interesting deals if people are willing to act quickly in the private sector. But there are some places where they still are asking a huge amount of money for really assets that have very little development and are not public. I mean, there are opportunities, as you said, and that's both in the private and public sector, and even in sort of a more work markets perform relatively well, sort of the lithium sector as a whole, there are still value to be had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so summarising, three reasons, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of the progress you're making, but not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Cadence Minerals to their watchlist, please.
Yeah, absolutely. If the Cadence Minerals, the first reason is Cadence Minerals is an investment company exposed to the lithium market and exposed to various projects in the development, all the way from early exploration to DFS in the lithium and rare earth markets. In addition to that, the second reason is that we have our investment stake in the Amapa project. The Amapa project is one of our larger investments, and we are an active manager in that. We operate almost as a 50-50 JV, and we've got a 30% stake in that, and that's looking forward to development. And the third reason, well, actually, I want to repeat one of the first is I'm really, you know, Cadence is the exposure to Evergreen Lithium in the UK, and I believe that, you know, we should see some really interesting news coming from there going forward.
Excellent stuff. Kieran, thanks for that. And like I say, lots going on, so no doubt we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.